Alicia, the owner of the YouTube channel Twists and Turbans, says that her mission is to incorporate turban head wraps as part of her everyday lifestyle. In 2018, she uploaded a video entitled Tion Head Wrap Tutorial, a 19th century style, in which she demonstrates how she prepares and styles a Tion headscarf. Alicia and her audience have incorporated the use of Tion headwear into their everyday lives, and while some hold this to be an act of great empowerment, others disagree. Welcome to today's episode of Roots, the podcast where we explore natural black hair traditions from all around the world and investigate their roots. On today's episode, we are going to dive into an exploration of Louisiana Tion head wrap traditions, the history behind their development, and how they help us understand the present struggle that black women face when it comes to natural hair in the workplace. I'm your host, Kelly, and this is Roots. On March 19th, 2022, the House of Representatives passed
the Crown Act.
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 The Crown Act, which prohibits discrimination against black hairstyles in the workplace. Despite this effort, the right to sport natural black hair remains an active civil rights issue, as black women face constant pressure to conform to dominant Eurocentric beauty standards, which have, over time, become institutionalized through professional dress coding practices. In 2017, a Boston charter school gave a 15-year-old black girl multiple detentions for wearing her hair in braids. This discrimination is not just localized to schools, as that same year, 20-year-old waitress Akua Afuema was sent home from her waitressing job in Georgia after wearing her natural hair in a bun. The worst part is, even after explaining to her boss why her hair could not be worn down as requested, and getting her manager to agree with her, Akua was still sent home from work, losing out on her paycheck for the day, as well as incurring a disciplinary penalty. We reached out to Akua, and this is what she had to say.
A lot of Caucasian people don't really understand, but it still doesn't take away from the fact that I was sent home. You should have your hair however you want.
So how did we get here? And how does Akua's story connect to Alicia's mission? To answer these questions, we have to turn to the origins of the Louisiana Tion tradition. A Tion head wrap is a cloth covering worn by Creole women in Louisiana during the 18th and 19th centuries. Tion wearing began in 1786 after Governor Miro of Louisiana passed a law stating that Creole women must cover their natural hair when occupying public spaces. To understand more precisely where this law came from, we need to examine Louisiana's colonial past. Chattel slavery, the system in which one person possesses direct ownership over another, arrived in Louisiana in 1706 when French settlers began raiding native settlements and taking women and children as slaves for the male French bourgeoisie. The desire to prevent these women from garnering public attention stemmed from the white patriarchal desire to both publicly and privately subordinate these women in accordance with European colonial ideologies. To understand the dynamics that ultimately produced and legitimized the oppression of black female communities, we must engage with notions of socially constructed race-based and gender-based hierarchies, none of which would exist if it were not for colonial occupation, which ultimately facilitated the spread of Eurocentric values. Given the intersectionality of race, gender, and class, these Creole women suffered a dual, or even arguably triple, oppression. But we're past all of that, right? Wrong. Since the formal end of Tion rule in 1803, in what some scholars might call a transition towards post-colonial operation, the symbolic significance of the Tion has evolved in multiple directions, but the fundamental harms that brought about its existence in the first place are still very much present. The term post-colonial, which refers to the end of formal colonial administrations, may technically be accurate. However, it neglects to recognize how the harmful dynamics which created and maintained those administrations still operate. Gross Fogel, in a critique against claims of true post-coloniality, explains,
"Colonialism and modernity functionally mean the same thing because, despite claims of colonial transcendence following the collapse of formal administration, post-colonial studies remain entrenched in the Eurocentric ideals that originally defined colonial occupation."
But why are these tragic histories so hard to shake? The answer lies in capitalism. Capitalism, at its core, is rooted in the exploitation of subjugated classes. Even though empires have fallen, capitalism still defines our present world ecology. As long as capitalism exists, so will the oppression that brought about its existence. On one hand, black women in Louisiana, like Alicia, have adopted the continued use of tion-like head wraps as a symbol of active resistance against white colonial influence. On the other hand, exists a group of black women who reject the practice of hair wrapping entirely. What unites these groups is the fact that no matter which avenue we choose, we will face discrimination based on how we present ourselves. Federally mandated anti-discrimination laws address this issue in a de jure context. However, the experiences of black women, including myself, demonstrate how these measures are insufficient for guaranteeing de facto protection. In the description, I have included a draft letter to Pennsylvania Senator Patrick Toomey, urging him to support the passage of the Crown Act in the Senate. Click on the link in the description, fill out the Google form, and give me permission to add your name and signature to the letter. Today, we have looked at what tion head wraps are, where they came from, and how they help us understand where we are today. I'm your host, Kelly, and this has been The Roots Podcast. To learn more about this topic, please check out some of the following works. Barbara Cerruti's article on turbans, voodoo, and tion laws in Louisiana, available from the Fashion and Race Database. Afia Miblishaka's article, Stands of Intimacy, Black Women's Narratives of Hair and Intimate Relationships with Men, available in the Journal of Black Sexuality and Relationships, and Samantha Callender's feature article, The Tion Laws Set the Precedent for the Appropriation and Misconception Around Black Hair, available on Essence.com.